This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Donald Trump going to war. My man Trump going to war, directing Attorney General Jeff Sessions to look into charging Oakland's Mayor Libby Schaaf with obstruction of justice over her ICE raid warning. Of course he should. Jeff Sessions is so corrupted, so blackmailed. He doesn't do anything he's supposed to do. He's not going after Hillary. He's not going after the FBI leadership. He's not going after Mueller and his team. He's not going after the DOJ leadership. I mean, this guy, he's not going after Debbie Wasserman Schultz. What does this guy do? But the one thing he seems to be still, you know, okay at is he has this thing for illegal immigration. You know, in the whole world, it's the only thing Jeff Sessions cares about is illegals and illegal immigration. And so he is at war with California to some extent. I still don't know if he's going to carry it all out. But that's the one thing, the one thing in common with his life is this fighting against illegal immigration. So you'd think this would fall under that umbrella, under the auspices of his dislike of illegal immigration. When this mayor warned ICE about the raid coming, warned illegals about the ICE raid coming, she committed such an egregious crime. Terrible. She's a traitor to her own country. Libby Schaaf, mayor of Oakland. Got to indict her. I'll get back to that in a second. I want to make sure you know that you're listening to Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio, Newsmax TV in the third hour. Your warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm the Trump warrior, the conservative warrior, the middle-class warrior, the capitalist evangelist. And I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, and USA Radio's flagship station, KBDT, Big Dallas Talk, in Dallas, Texas. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Act right now. Be among the first 100 callers. And Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. So back to the Trump recommendation to Jeff Sessions to charge Oakland's mayor with obstruction of justice. You talk about obstruction of justice. I would recommend you look into obstruction of justice for the mayor of Oakland, California, Jeff, the president told him. I don't know where they get this from. President Trump again suggested Jeff Sessions on Wednesday, that's today, that the California mayor who warned illegals about an ICE raid be charged with obstruction of justice. Trump said during a roundtable at the White House on Sanctuary City's Department of Justice should consider penalizing Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf for her conduct. The president claimed during the meetings, it all happened during a meeting, I get it, with Californians, that the ICE director and Homeland Security chief also attended, that Schaaf told 1,000 illegal immigrants to get out of here before the raid. The president claimed during the meeting with Californians that the ICE director and Homeland Security chief also attended, that Schaaf told 1,000 illegal immigrants to get out, same paragraph, to get out of here before the raid. Why do they have that in there twice? That's weird. To me, that's obstruction of justice, and perhaps the Department of Justice can look into that with respect to the mayor, because it's a big deal. And a lot of people are very angry about what happened. Terrible thing. Department of Justice said after the raid it would launch an investigation. Should be criminal charges. Simple as that. He also mocked Governor Jerry Brown, noting the Democrat may run for president in 2020. He invited Brown to please run for higher office during the roundtable discussion. Wow. All right, so other big news stories. I was saying when we went to break that as a Jew myself, someone who just took his DNA test and came back 99% European Jewish, I've never met a person before who has numbers like that. Even if you come back 99%, 100% Jewish, it's usually like, you know, 50% Jewish in this zone, 20% in this zone. I'm just 100% European Jewish, basically. And I just can't understand how Jews do not appreciate that Donald Trump, A, has been great for America, great for the economy, and more importantly, as far as the Jewish vote, great for Israel, killing the Iran deal. Every Jew should appreciate that. And then, of course, putting the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, every Jew should be jumping in the air celebrating that. Because guess what? Even Democratic presidents all agreed the capital of Israel is Jerusalem. Everyone agrees every country should be able to name their own capital. And every president has said, we're going to put the embassy there, and they never do. Trump did it. So not only am I upset that the late-night comedians were bashing Trump in Hollywood, but also celebrities bash Israel and blame Trump for the Gaza riot deaths. Handful of Hollywood celebrities hurled social media screeds bashing the Israeli Defense Forces and blaming President Donald Trump for those wounded and killed during the violent rioting and the breach of the Israel-Gaza border during the opening of the official United States Embassy in Jerusalem. It was Hamas who organized the terrorist riot. It was Hamas who got those people killed. Former Netflix talk show host Chelsea Handler, a nutcase, falsely claimed the violent rioters had no weapons. What a liar. Hamas are terrorists, darling. Nikki Haley is on TV talking about Hamas being responsible for the Palestinians protesting yesterday. These people had no weapons. They had tires to burn. There was a dead baby. Well, Netanyahu celebrates, Handler wrote. What an idiotic thing to say. There was a dead baby because a woman was dumb enough to bring a new baby to a riot in a violent situation. Any mother who'd bring a new baby to a situation like a riot on the Gaza border with Hamas is a moron. Handler, of course, has her facts wrong. Tuesday's riot saw at least 10 Hamas members killed by Israeli soldiers, 3 others shot while trying to plant explosive devices at the border fence, and more shot as they attempted to fire at Israeli soldiers. And so Judd Apatow, I guarantee you he's Jewish. I know Jewish names. I'm Jewish. I've been around Jews my entire life. I can tell you who's Jewish, who's not. I believe Chelsea Handler's Jewish. Judd Apatow is a TV producer I know is Jewish. Young people need to vote. Everyone needs to register, he says. Then he says anti-Semitism in any form is appalling and unacceptable. The oppression and slaughter of the Palestinian people is appalling and unacceptable. These are not opposing opinions. Evil is only ever evil, says Joss Whedon. I don't know what she is. Bette Midler's Jewish. She says 52 people died in protest over moving American embassy to Jerusalem. Thanks, butthole. She didn't use the word but. Use your imagination what she said. Your uninformed and demented actions have consequences. Don't you get it? These people have families too. You know what, Bette? Terrorists have families too, and I don't care. You're a terrorist, you die. Simple as that. Not if you're a Muslim, you die. No one believes that. But if you're a terrorist, we have a right to kill you. Israel has a right to kill you. America has a right to kill you. What do you think Obama did, by the way, for 8 years? Obama used drones. Nobody ever got a trial. He identified somebody that had something to do with terror. What did Obama do? He took the drone and shot a missile into their hut, and them and their whole family got wiped off the face of the earth. They were eviscerated in their hut. Kumail Nanjiani, obviously not Jewish. How is this okay? How is this diplomacy? How is this humanity? Shameful, pathetic, devastating, infuriating. Human beings murdered. The least you can do is listen. Michael Ian Black, I have no idea. 2,000 wounded. This is a massacre. And who's this guy? Moby X. I guess that's some sort of a singing sensation. Moby X, I think I know the name. 2,000 injured, 90 dead is on you and your short-sighted, ignorant decision to move the embassy. It just doesn't end. These are either Jewish liberal Hollywood celebrities, or they're at least celebrities in Hollywood. Their agent might be, their manager might be, their producer might be, because so many talented, brilliant people are Jewish. It's not a put-down, it's a compliment. The reason there's so many Jewish people in Hollywood is the most intelligent people in America tend to move towards Hollywood. Lots of money there to be made. lots of success, lots of good things come out of, who would not want to produce Hollywood movies? Who would not want to represent Brad Pitt and be his manager, right? Exciting, glamorous positions. And so really smart people who are the best, sharpest in the room go there, and those are Jewish people. I know, I'm Jewish. And I was a Hollywood agent at one point early in my career. And I was an anchorman in Los Angeles early in my career. And I am a reality TV show producer late in my career. And I was a host of many TV shows during my career. I think I'm a pretty talented guy, and I'm Jewish. And I just don't understand the liberalism. It makes no sense. It's just absolutely revolting. And that's why people now have a better opinion of the future direction of America, the most positive in about a decade. Democratic candidate for senator says, what was the point of the American Revolution? This is why people aren't going to vote Democrat, because you're all freaking crazy. Democratic Senate candidate Richard Painter asked, what was the point of the American Revolution in a tweet Wednesday? He suggested the American Revolution was pointless because the USA doesn't have socialized medicine or cheap college tuition and because Trump is president. What was the point of the revolution if subjects of the British crown get single-payer health care and university education at a fraction of what it costs us, and we're stuck with a president guilty of treason, bribery, and other crimes, and a Congress unwilling to get rid of him, Painter said. He's running for Minnesota United States Senate. Former White House Chief Ethics Counsel. Under who? I'm guessing Obama, because Obama's entire administration was riddled with America haters. Riddled with Israel and Jew haters, riddled with Muslim sympathizers, riddled with socialists who hate capitalism. Obviously, this loser, Richard Painter of Minnesota, is one of them. Can you imagine someone with those views being the White House Chief Ethics Counsel? And how about Keith Ellison, the DNC vice chair? He says, let's have government regulate the pay structure of companies. He wants government to determine your salary. These are communists. Not Democrats.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today at 65 Plus Medicare. Our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans. Run a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases, Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn, War Now. That's funny. I've got, I just had mentioned in the last segment that I got my DNA test back, and everybody's always 5% this, 10% that, 3% this, 1% that. Everyone's always shocked. There's always something in there. Everyone's a mutt in America. There's something in there that they just can't believe, you know? I'm sure there's black people who find out they're 5% white, and white people who find out they're 5% black, and people who have no idea there's any Hispanic in their blood or American Indian find that. I'm 99% European Jewish. So someone, one of my wonderful fans, sent a text and said, 90, and I said, I didn't know what the 1% was. It didn't list what the 1% was. Well, this person said, you're 99% Jewish and 1% Texan. And I think that's probably about right. You know, because I do have a Texan personality. I am bold. I am brash. I am ballsy. I am a patriot. I love America. And I also happen to, since the age of 5, love the Dallas Cowboys with a passion. So I am 99% European Jewish, 1% Texan. That sounds about right. By the way, speaking of Texans, Texans love their guns. This segment of the show is sponsored by Bullet Blocker. Bullet Blocker is one of those ideas when you hear about it, you just say, why didn't I think of that? Can you imagine how much money this guy's going to make? And how many lives he could save? Certainly, people sleep better at night, parents, knowing their kids are protected by Bullet Blocker clothing. This is a guy named Joe Curran, who's trained as an Army Ranger and a former deputy sheriff. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Picture your kid with a bulletproof backpack, so if someone shoots him from behind or tries to stab him from behind, it's got police body armor in it that they can't get through. And if someone starts shooting in a classroom, you just hold up your backpack. And it's like wearing a bulletproof vest. Now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products in many different forms. Backpacks and bulletproof clothing and vests and briefcases and inserts to put inside your kids' notebooks. So they just hold the notebook up and the bullet bounces off them. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Gives you the gift of peace of mind. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com. Bulletblocker.com gives your kids the gift of life and gives you the gift of peace of mind. I just made it up on the spot, by the way. They don't even have peace of mind. I made it up, you know? It's not just giving kids the gift of life. It gives you peace of mind. More important is that parents can sleep at night knowing their kids are safer. I don't know about safe, but safer. Bulletblocker.com. If you're a parent, you got to go there. DNC Vice Chair Keith Ellison goes radical. Today, Keith Ellison, Democrat, Minnesota. I don't know why they don't put Muslim Democrat, Minnesota, because he is just so in-your-face Muslim, it's unbelievable. I believe he was sworn in with the Quran, if I'm not mistaken. And I know he marched in an event the other day, a May Day parade, where he wore a shirt in Spanish. When you translated it, it translated to, "We don't believe in borders." I mean, this guy is so radical. He decided he would show that he's the baddest radical in the block, agreeing that government intervention in the pay structure of companies would be a good idea. Interviewed on Bloomberg, Ellison cited his report, which claims CEOs make on average 339 times as much as the median employee. Bloomberg host David Weston prompted, "Is it enough to just get disclosure?" Because I think that's what you're advocating. This is not a big secret to shareholders. It's not a big secret to board directors. Don't you need direct government intervention? Are you favoring the government actually regulating the relationship between CEO pay and the average worker? And here's Ellison's response. "I think it is a very good idea. I think we should start talking about it, but I want to go further than that. I'd like to see shareholders say, wait a minute, what's going on with my dividend? What kind of risks are you taking on to get these exorbitant amounts of money that could end up imperiling the company? It's a broad conversation that needs to, of course, take in policymakers like me, but shareholders and investors need to be worried about this too, because I don't think this leads to the overall health of the company. I think it takes care of a few people at the very tip top." In January, Ellison was asked, since January of 2017, organizations outside the Democratic Party, notably the Democratic Socialists of America, have expanded in numbers and mobilized power. What role will growing organizations such as these play in the trajectory of the Trump resistance? And what implications would you say this bears to the Democratic Party's leadership? Ellison answered, how does it affect the Democratic Party? It enhances us because it means that more people are engaged, more people are involved. So no matter who's organizing who, as long as the folks are organizing for an agenda of a fair economy and an inclusive society, I'm surprised you mentioned social justice, it's going to benefit the Democratic Party, and yes, it's going to impact the Democratic Party. I mean, these are the commies that run the Democratic Party. But they're not just commies. They're CNC commies and comedians. Ex-San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown says Democrats must consider California Governor Jerry Moonbeam Brown for president in 2020. Can you imagine? First of all, we got Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti wants to be president. We got United States Senator of California Kamala Harris who wants to be president. We have the guy who's Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, who's about to become governor. He wants to be president. And now you've got Jerry Brown. You have four choices from the People's Communist Republic of California who have ruined that state and destroyed that state and made people run for their lives because everyone's moving out of there who want to be president of the United States. I was in a room of 20 people, and I said, how many of you came from California? The entire room raised their hand. They all live in Las Vegas now. We're all escapees of California. Jerry Brown. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
War now. USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, said today that special counsel Robert Mueller's team has concluded it can't bring an indictment against the sitting president. Meanwhile, today at the White House, President Donald Trump was hosting a roundtable on sanctuary cities where he invited a bunch of mayors from California. Let's take a listen to a portion of that roundtable.
Part of the problem that we have is our economy is so strong that people are pouring up to get into our economy. They want a piece of our economy. And that makes the job even tougher. But we want to keep, we want people based on merit. We want people to come into our country based on merit. We're not looking to keep them out. We're looking to bring them in.
Final look at your numbers today on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended up 62 points to close the day at 24,768. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Now, by the way, just to show you, one of my fans actually went to elementary school with me and listens to my show every night, and I didn't know that. And she just sent me, she said her mom still lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and she just sent me my class photo from, I think this is like second grade, looks to me like second grade. And I'm sitting in the front row, and the guy sitting two away from me is my great friend of second grade, Peter Diamandis. I haven't seen a picture of him in years. Peter Diamandis and I went to school together until we were both about nine, and then his family moved away, and we are still friends to this day. So I've known him since we were, you know, like 5 years old, I guess since kindergarten. And it's me and Peter Diamandis in the first row with one guy in between us who I don't know. And Peter went on to become the king of private space travel in the United States of America. Lives in Pasadena, California, and is the founder and CEO of SpaceX, the SpaceX Foundation, and is the guy who raises money, who sells seats on the space shuttle to the moon. If you want to spend $20 million to go to the moon one day on the SpaceX space shuttle, he's the guy that sells the seats. And all kinds of stuff he's done. Everything has been involving space travel. And I just remember as kids, brings back such memories. As kids, we were always playing in his basement. We were playing Star Trek. We were playing space games because that's what he always wanted to play. I liked military. You know, I'm a kid named War, and all I wanted to do was play with soldiers and also, you know, Indians and cowboys. And he only wanted to play with space travel. So we were always in his house, his basement, playing space travel and Star Trek. In my house, we had toy soldiers. We were playing, you know, some sort of cops and robbers or cowboys and Indians or soldiers. It's funny how kids grow up, right? And Peter's now a friend of mine all these years later. By the way, this segment, bringing you back to the old days, this segment is sponsored by the Landis Tax Group. You guys hear it, you know, from me so often that Sam Landis saved my life, that he's the greatest. And when I had my own attack, you know, the IRS came after me with everything they had, not once but twice. We beat them once, and they came back 6 days later with another audit. Who represented me for both of those? Sam Landis. I interviewed all kinds of lawyers. I chose the best one in the country, in my opinion. Anyway, I believe I made the right choice, and he is, in fact, the best tax lawyer in America, Sam Landis. And we beat him twice. I walked away unscathed. I didn't owe a cent. Thank you, Sam Landis. The attorneys at the Landis Tax Group have resolved over 8,500 IRS cases. It's time to put the power of a real tax attorney and a real tax law firm on your side for a low flat monthly fee. And when you call, you have a free consultation. Free consultation. It's not with a salesman with all kinds of hype and lies. It's with a tax attorney that tells you the truth, that is protected by attorney-client privilege. You'll find out exactly what it costs, exactly how long it'll take. He is good. He is professional. The Landis Tax Group, Sam Landis. Call him at 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 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 the letter U. Important to remember, it's the letter U. How do you remember that? It's 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U because you're an underdog. You take on the IRS without Sam Landis. All right, without further ado, guess who the guest is? Sam Landis. Hey, Sam, how are you?
Good, Wayne. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about a specific issue, which is Stormy Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti. And I had an attorney on last week, and he was not a tax expert. And we talked about all kinds of things. But when it came to Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' lawyer, he just didn't know the tax implications of the two questions I've got. So I said, let's get the expert on, the great tax expert of America, Sam Landis. And so here he is. So does Stormy Daniels owe taxes on her $130,000 payment she received from Michael Cohen and, of course, ostensibly from Donald Trump? It was not like it was a car accident, which is tax-free if you get that. This is not medical. This is just a payoff to shut your mouth. I'm assuming she had to report it on her taxes, right?
It sounds like it could be and maybe likely a taxable event to her. In order for her to owe taxes, the analysis is the following. It has to be an accession to wealth clearly realized over which she has dominion control and not a gift and not subject to an exclusion under the Internal Revenue Code. So from what I've read in the papers and in the news, it sounds like it very well may be a taxable event to her, the $130,000 payment. I'd imagine she probably did report it or is going to report it and pay taxes on it. I can't imagine a situation where she wouldn't, but I'm not privy to the inside workings of the settlement.
Well, I think this is a pretty smart move on my part. I've been asking in the media, did she declare it? Because remember, this was before the election, so that means she got the payoff in October of 16, which means she had to pay it in the year 2017. So it's already been paid or not. The question is, did she report it on her taxes? If it's a taxable event, Sam, she had to report it on her taxes in 17 for 2016. Therefore, this was already, you know, a year ago. It had to be reported last April, or if she filed extensions, it could have been October of 17. But the point is, it's too late. She can't say, oh, it's for this year and I haven't filed yet, and then quickly add it. Did she include it in 16? I think that's a very good question.
It is a very good question, and I'm just not sure. Did she get the check in 2016, or did she get the check in 2017, or was it a structured payment? That's something that we don't know. However, but it's, from what I've heard, it sounds like it would be a taxable event, and sounds like, you know, at least some portion, if not all of the money, came in 2016, just from what I've seen on the news.
All right, and then the second question I have for you, and then I've got a third one that's a new one, but the other one I asked last week, and again, the lawyer did not know. Millions and millions of dollars at this point would be the bill for a normal lawyer. Literally, Michael Avenetti, if you were a rich client, would have billed you millions of dollars. Let's assume, you know, I heard somewhere that he's got, you know, literally millions with an S. But let's assume even it's $1 million worth of legal representation. She didn't pay any of it. As a matter of fact, what I heard was last February, this past February, Michael Avenetti got a payment in his bank account of $7 million. Or maybe it's $8 million. It's either $7 or $8 million. I don't have it in front of me. And then that was right when he decided to represent Stormy Daniels. That payment must have come from a George Soros or a group of billionaire liberals who want to destroy Donald Trump. So if a lawyer gets a payment of $7 or $8 million to represent a client like Stormy, who owes the tax on that? Isn't that a gift? Wouldn't Stormy owe gift taxes on millions of dollars worth of legal fees?
That is the more interesting question, as far as I'm concerned, that you just raised. If somebody is paying Stormy Daniels' attorney, once again, you go through the same analysis. Is it an accession to wealth? Is it clearly realized? Is there dominion and control, and it's not a gift, and are there any exceptions? If someone's paying millions of dollars to Michael Avenatti for Stormy Daniels, either that would be income to Stormy Daniels, or it could be income to Stormy Daniels, or it could be a gift from the entity that's paying the attorney's fees. And so the gift tax is not paid by Stormy Daniels. The gift tax is paid by the giftor, not the recipient of the gift, but the person who makes the gift. So let's say it is a George Soros. I don't know that it is or it isn't, but whoever that person is, they are the ones who would have to file a gift tax return and possibly pay gift taxes on that event. Now, there's some other outliers out there. You know, is this payment to an attorney in this circumstance political speech? Is it protected by the First Amendment? I'm not a First Amendment attorney. I'm not a political attorney. I don't know anything about federal election laws, but strictly from a tax point of view, it does raise those types of questions. Not to say that those questions are can't be answered. It is a very interesting issue. This is the kind of issue that would be really good for a law school final, quite frankly. I've taught a lot of law school classes in tax law, and this is a really good issue to determine whether there's actually a taxable event, either to Stormy or the person who's paying her legal fees.
One of my great friends is a listener of this show. He's always listening to basically all 3 hours, and he always sends me little tidbits of advice. He looks things up while I'm on the air to make sure I have the right numbers. He's kind of become my researcher. His name's J.P. Hyen. Great guy, former SWAT leader in the state of California, really incredible, courageous patriot. And J.P. just said it's $8 million. Michael Avenetti got an $8 million payoff in the month of February from a miscellaneous source, nobody knows who, or maybe I should say an anonymous source, not a miscellaneous, and then he immediately started representing Stormy Daniels. Obviously, it's a Soros or a Tom Steyer, some liberal billionaire gave him $8 million worth of money so he could represent Stormy. That's a lot of money. You'd think someone owes taxes on that somewhere. So you're saying it could very well be, if it was Soros or Steyer, they owe the taxes on the gift, yeah?
It's possible they would have to file a gift tax return and then pay taxes on that gift if there's not some sort of other exception or some other category where that money payment can be categorized, like political speech or First Amendment speech. I just don't know that side of it, but from a strict payment point of view, it does raise the issue.
All right, and then finally, those are going to be my two questions for you, and I was going to let you run, but now I've come up with a third one because now it turns out that this guy himself's in a lot of trouble. Avenetti, the lawyer for the porn star, is being investigated by the California bar. And the complaint is that he did not pay taxes 4 years in a row. He didn't even file for his law firm, and he never paid payroll taxes. And evidently, he owes millions of dollars in back taxes, both payroll and, I guess, on income tax, because the word is that he made millions of dollars during those 4 years that he allegedly did not file for his law firm. I'll say allegedly just to be on the safe side. So my question for you is, well, first of all, he needs you. So, Sam, you should get on the phone with him because he needs your services badly. But can't you wind up in jail for, A, not filing, and, B, not paying payroll taxes as a business owner?
Well, a criminal tax case is a crime of intent. I'm not a criminal attorney. I'm a civil administrative tax attorney. I do represent a lot of lawyers who have a lot of tax problems. Millions of dollars of tax problems is a large tax case, and when it gets that large, it could be deemed intentional, and it could raise the specter of a criminality to some extent. Whether it's income tax or payroll taxes, you know, the payroll taxes are treated very seriously by the IRS. Large dollar income tax cases are treated very seriously by the IRS as well. And non-filers are also treated very seriously by the IRS. It's a good idea if even if you can't afford to pay your taxes, to at least file the returns and document what you owe. And then you may be able to work out some sort of installment arrangement or some sort of settlement in some way. However, if you owe millions of dollars on income and you haven't filed the returns, that's a little bit more aggravated. And then if you have payroll taxes and you haven't paid your payroll taxes, that's even more aggravated. So if Mr. Avenetti has these types of issues and he's a lawyer on top of it, he may have a higher duty of care. He's got to be careful, and I'd recommend he seek some competent counsel pretty quickly.
Right, he could lose, if nothing else, he could lose his law license for doing something like this. So if you're listening, Michael Avenetti, or any friends of his, any liberals like Right Wing Watch, if George Soros, your benefactor, is listening, have Michael Avenetti call Sam Lattis. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, that's the number. But the rest of you, a good number for you to file away as well. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, that's 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Sam, thanks for coming on, man. Thanks for educating us. Wayne Allyn, War Now. See you tomorrow. See you in a minute.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker Sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried to tell you, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. There's a new commentary out. Trump victories on Iran, Korea, and the economy turned Democrats' world upside down. Not that I need to read this guy's commentary, because I've been writing it for weeks, and I've been saying it here on the air for weeks and months, both on radio and TV. But it's coming in bunches, all Trump's victories. But here's the thing. I read a commentary in the New York Times by David Brooks. David Brooks calls himself a Republican, but he is not a Republican. He's a Democrat who calls himself a Republican. And he is so liberal on so many issues, and he hates Trump with such a passion. And he wrote a commentary. He's a guy that penned a column for the New York Times in 2016 that said, "No, not Trump, not ever," that claimed that Trump was epically unprepared to be president, an affront to the basic standards of honesty, virtue, and citizenship. And now, in his latest column in the New York Times, praised Trump. Praised him. David Brooks praised the heck out of Trump. And basically what he said was, and it kind of sounds like a Wayne Root commentary, because what do I tell you about on radio and TV all the time? That I grew up in a rough neighborhood on the Bronx borderline in Mount Vernon, New York, and that I got beat up so many times and chased home from school so many times and tortured so many times, and eventually learn how to fight and do it well and beat the crap out of so many kids who taunted it or tried to attack me that no one ever touched me again the rest of my life. That's what Brooks' column sounded like. It was like, yeah, I'm an Ivy Leaguer, and all the people reading this are Ivy Leaguers. We're all elitists, and we're all smug, and we think we know everything, and we all hate Donald Trump. We hated him, and now we still hate him. But is it possible we were all wrong? Is it possible he was right about everything? Is it possible because he's so bellicose and combative and in your face that it scared the hell out of the leader of North Korea and he's scaring the hell out of the Iranian mullahs? Is it possible this guy's going to create peace in the world because he knows how to fight someone as a bully on a playground? I mean, it was just amazing this guy would say that. And he's not the only one. He says, you know, Trump is a thug. That's why they hated Trump. But he goes, maybe what America needed was a thug to fight other thugs. And then he even added that President Obama's argument for his now defunct nuclear deal with Iran, that it would moderate the extremists running the Iranian country, turned out to be clearly false. Duh. But see, that's the nice way elitists talk. Obama was clearly false. His ideas were false. No, no, why don't you say it a little stronger? Barack Obama was a frickin' liar. Barack Obama, or Barack Obama knew that everything he said was untrue and a lie, which makes him a fraud and a traitor. He knew the Iranians weren't ever going to moderate. He knew he was handing over the keys to the city to the Iranians. This guy Brooks used to gush over Obama. And over the same weekend that Brooks said nice things about Trump, Trump-hating Saturday Night Live found itself forced to admit that Trump had a pretty good week. Colin Just, in a rare display of humor on the show, said he helped secure the release of three American prisoners from North Korea. When he greeted him at the airport, he didn't even say, wait, I thought you were Americans. You know, because they were all Asian-looking. Legendary California Democrat Willie Brown took the pages of the San Francisco Chronicle on Saturday to tell fellow Democrats, stop bashing Donald Trump. He wrote, like it or not, a significant number of Americans are actually happy these days. They're making money, they feel safe, they agree with the president's protectionist trade policies, his call for more American jobs, even his immigration stance. The jobs growth reports, the North Korean summit, and the steady economy are beating out Stormy Daniels and the Robert Mueller investigation in middle America, hands down. So you're not going to win back the House by making it about Trump. The Washington Post reported on Monday, Democrats are now fretting about a shifting political landscape and an energized GOP base. In fact, Democrats are starting to complain that the press is too focused on Trump scandals and not paying enough attention to issues, and this could hurt them in November. But isn't that funny? They think the way to do it is issues. Now, first of all, I would debate them that the way to do it is certainly not Stormy Daniels and the Mueller investigation. They're both frauds. But they think it's issues. But the issues they believe in, nobody else believes in. If you want to win an election and you talk about reparations to black Americans, you just a landslide. You're the Walter Mondale Jimmy Carter of 2018 if you talk about reparations. If you talk about free college for all, I hate to tell you this, but nobody's going along with you because no one's that dumb. There is no free college. You know what free college for all means? It means I, Wayne Root, my son is starting college. My daughter graduated Harvard. My son starts college this September. And I'm not going to say where because I never mentioned that my daughter was in Harvard until after she graduated Harvard. It's nobody's business where my kids are. But all I could tell you is it costs me $70,000 a year for my kids to go to college. And you're going to give other kids free college while I'm paying a $70,000 bill that's crippling me financially. Crippling me. And you're going to say, oh, don't worry about it. We'll raise your taxes another $10,000. So really your bill is $80,000, $70,000 for your kid, $10,000 for another kid. That's what free college means. It means Obama's voters get free college, but I don't get free anything. You're never going to get free college to Wayne Root's kids. No Republican's going to get free college, only poor Democrats on welfare. Their kids will get free college, and the rest of us get stuck with the bill. So free college means my taxes go up. That's all it means. And you know, and a universal income. Everybody gets paid for not working. This is what the Democratic Party believes in. So I don't think you can win on issues either. I think you need to win by moderating your views. But your views are so radical and so extreme, you will never win with either Stormy or Mueller or your radical, extreme, out-of-touch communist views. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now. Be right back. Newsmax TV Hour coming up. The Power Hour.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
.com.